We don't want legalism. So maybe your church has a rule, Christians do not drink alcohol, okay? So if they don't drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes, then they are Christians. No, not like that. Okay, when we say fruit, I'm trying to define that here, okay? Because that fruit's important, what kind of fruit we're looking for. But it's actually that desire to turn away from sin, desire to be good. A desire for righteousness. Righteousness is a fruit of God's work in our life. But if you have a professing brother or sister, maybe in an immoral relationship, sexually immoral relationship, and they don't want to turn from it. So you have to go back first, as I was saying, do you desire to be righteous and live for God? If they have that desire, you sense, so the Spirit is prodding them to get rid of that relationship. But otherwise, even if they've been in the church, even if they've been baptized, and they say, I don't want to break this relationship. I want this. I warned them. I said, you know, you don't have the sign that God's Spirit is in you. Don't trust in your baptism. You need to turn and repent and come to know Jesus. You point to the gospel. So we are looking for fruit, but the fruit of prayer, the fruit of turning from sin, of finding forgiveness, of living righteously. So remember, life source, one of the chief adjectives for this life is holy, Holy Spirit, that Spirit of life, Holy Spirit. But don't misunderstand me. A Christian can sin. A Christian can harden himself. That doesn't mean they lost salvation. But they're going to have a miserable life. I can promise you. Because they're fighting God all the way. And God will judge them, chastise them.